We'll go ahead and read the Type 3 process into the record now. Type 3, for Type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. One, public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. Two, prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. Three, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Four, failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to City Council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with a notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. One, staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request. And that's a 10-minute presentation. Two, applicant will present their report. That's a 20-minute presentation. I do know in the case of, I think, both of our Type 3 cases today, they are repeat cases, so we'll ask applicants to be as brief as possible, as well as our planners. Three, public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal. The chair has the option of imposing a 3-minute time limit, and I will. Four, public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal. Again, a 3-minute time limit will be imposed. Five, the applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. Six, public testimony will be closed. Seven, if any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open in an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. Eight, after the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. Nine, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10. If the Commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the addition of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the Commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. Our first case today is LU13-139304-DZM Legacy Lab. This is a case that was continued from July 11th. Stacy Monroe is our planner. The applicant is Kimberly Ritter of GBJ Architecture. The address is 1225 Northeast 2nd Avenue. Welcome, Stacy and Kimberly.
Good afternoon. So as Commissioner Melissa said, this is the second hearing for the Legacy Lab Central Laboratory, LUR13-139304-DZM. I believe most of you were in attendance for the first hearing, so I'm going to be brief on this PowerPoint. Just briefly, the proposal includes a two-story laboratory attached to the north end of the Holiday Park Medical Facility, a total of 76,510 square feet. The proposal also includes a second phase for a roof-level addition of 18,000 square feet, courier drop-off area on the north end, relocated parking, and improvements to an existing parking lot, the widening of walkways from 2nd to Wasco and Multnomah, as well as a new walkway to 3rd, enhancing existing plaza areas and widened walkways with scored paving, light fixtures, and landscaping that is consistent with the Lloyd District standards. The proposal includes a modification for a reduction to the superblock requirements to reduce the area of walkways, landscaping, and plaza area, and to defer about 695 square feet of plaza area. So just briefly, since the original proposal, the number of parking spaces have been reduced by 6, and that was approved by the hearings officer in his decision for the Central City Parking Review that was issued on July 25th. And that reduction of 6 spaces was to accommodate additional landscaping to address a concern of the commission, as well as a ground-mounted mechanical unit. And in addition, the The deferment of the plaza area that was originally 55 square feet has been increased by 640 square feet in response to some improvements to a landscape area that is no longer technically a plaza. So just some quick clarifications. The site is here, east of I-5, north of Multnomah, and west of 2nd and 3rd Avenue. The new lab is proposed at the northern end of the site. The zone of the site is CXD on the western half and RXD on the eastern half. It's within the Central City Plan District, Lloyd Subdistrict, and it's within the Lloyd Pedestrian District. And as you are aware, it's a superblock site. The red square indicates the location of the proposed lab and the relocated parking. And over here is the existing parking lot that's proposed to be improved with landscaping and walkways. This is a picture of where the new lab will go, the existing parking area. And this is a picture of the existing Holiday Park facility that the lab will be attached to at its northern end. Just a quick site plan. Again, this is the existing facility. This is the new lab. The parking that's here will be relocated to the north and west of the new lab. And the existing parking lot will be improved with parking lot landscaping. And the existing walkways down to Multnomah will be widened to 12 feet. And a new walkway will be added to 3rd. So I'm just going to briefly touch on the items that were of concern at the last hearing on July 11th and how the applicant has addressed them. And this follows along with my memo that was sent with the packet. So there was concern about the confusion of the entry on the east facade and the numerous experiences in too short of a sequence. So to respond to these concerns, there is an existing entrance to the Holiday Park that will be the access to the lab as well as the Holiday Park, and it will be maintained. So to kind of strengthen that entrance, this was a landscaped alcove, and they have revised this elevation to include a full-height wall and a low-height wall incorporating the tile, the porcelain tile on the new building to kind of enclose that area, and it will be in line and flush with the exterior building wall and the back of the canopy above. So that's kind of shown down here in elevation. The sill height of the lantern, like the two-story vertical glass wall, has been increased to kind of unify the base of the building. And thirdly, the entry, the limited access entry, has been changed from a glazed door to a solid panel in bronze that will match the aluminum storefront system and the bronze panels throughout the building. Regarding the metal panel, there was concern with its texture, and the colors were also of a concern. So the texture has been removed, and it's going to be a smooth surface with the same insulated metal panel, and a sample is provided over behind the applicant. In addition, the colors have been removed, as you can see here, and they have been replaced with either bronze louvers up in this area or bronze metal panel. And here's another elevation where they've been removed here, and the porcelain tile has been extended. And here it's been changed to a bronze panel that ties in with the bronze porcelain tile at the base. Oops, sorry. There was also concern with the tile. It had a residential character to it. So what they've done is incorporated some larger scale tiles here that alternate within the narrow tiles, the rows of the narrow tiles. And those will be 12 inches tall and 24 inches tall to create kind of a mix and a larger scale along the ground level of the building. In addition, there was concern about the corner treatment of the tile. A detail has been provided here. They've removed the Schluter strip and replaced it with an actual corner tile that has a 1-inch return for a cleaner corner detail. There was concern with landscaping. Needing a more responsive and intentional landscaping throughout the site, in addition to some seating areas. So what's been done is this is the East Plaza area. They have included trees within these planters to provide shading for the seating. These areas also had a total of four bench and seats, and they've reduced it to two to provide more breathing room around there. They've also provided some landscaping into the parking area, which they provided more, which you'll see in the next slide. The north landscape area, that's just north of the new lab, they've created more layers in the landscaping to provide more interest, and they've widened this alcove and provided two additional benches. So there's three benches now that will kind of be part of the sequence of the walkways through the super block off the public right away. So here's some more additional landscaping that's been provided into this parking area that didn't have the landscaping at the first review. This landscaping serves to provide perimeter screening along Wasco and 2nd, as well as some interior landscaping for the parking spaces within here. And here is another aisle here. And this just shows the trees that have been added to this plaza area. The commission also requested all the site furnishings on one sheet so they could see how they all fit together. So that's been provided here. These are the seating in the new plaza, in the existing plaza area, and these are the benches that have been added to that entry alcove, or that alcove off of 2nd. Staff also had a condition of approval at the last hearing to incorporate bollard lighting along the widened pedestrian walkways that are part of the super block requirements and the new walkway to 3rd. They've incorporated this change in the revised set, showing this bollard here all along the walkways. Staff just wanted to get some feedback from the commission. They've extended the bollards here along the plaza. There's a bit of concern that this whole area doesn't really need the bollard lighting because it has these overhead fixtures already adjacent to the seating, which are these here. And this area has already been, there's been concern that it's kind of cramped already. It's got street trees, it's got trees in the planters, and staff isn't sure that it's really necessary to have the bollard, so that's something, that's one final item we're looking for feedback, is possibly removing the bollards in yellow, either redlining them on the plans or as a condition of approval, if the commission desires. So in conclusion, staff has prepared a revised staff report for you supporting the revised plan or the revised proposal. We found that it's consistent with the approval criteria, and we recommend approval of the revised project pending the commission's feedback on the bollard lighting, and with the condition of approval that the second phase occur within 10 years of the date of this approval or a new design review would be required. And that's the end of my presentation.
Questions of Stacy? Okay, thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome.
Kimberly Ritter, GBJ Architecture, 815 Southwest 2nd Avenue in Portland, 97204. Hello. I will try to be as brief as possible and just focus on the issues. So again, I think we've sort of touched on what the issues are that we need to cover. Wayfinding in the entrances, the tile pattern, any questions that you might have about that, what we've done with the metal panel texture and color comments that you made last time, and then landscaping and site furnishings just to address any questions you might have and kind of go over that. Again, the site of the building is in yellow, located north of the existing facility. And this is an image of the outside of the existing building that we are tying into. To address this, the staff-only door, walled garden at the main entry, and sill height at the lantern, I think the revised perspectives help to kind of put those three elements in context. So again, we can see the difference here. Color, the entrance, the staff-only entrance, is much muted by the change from glass to bronze. We were not able to bring it out flush with the outside wall because it would open into the right-of-way. So we did look at a way to just mute that and make it less evident as an entrance. And as you can see in the revised area to the left, that's where the continuity of the tile base extends, a little bit taller sill underneath the lantern to just help visually distinguish between the main entrance and other features at the ground level. Here's a little bit more detail about that. Again, that's the difference. And then again, you can see a little bit higher sill, so it does help sort of distinguish. To get into just a little bit more detail, the wall element, which is shown on the plan drawing in the left, corresponds really to some existing geometry with the existing canopy and the intersection with the new canopy. The portion on the left is actually a solid soffit, and so the extension of the full height wall just to the edge of that solid soffit makes a lot of sense in terms of the volumes. So the tile issue, we brought some samples here. They're over on the table. We've sort of done a mock-up of the larger tile piece and the smaller strips to create a larger scaled pattern. We have a couple of slides of that. If you look on the left, what this creates basically is a larger scaled tile piece and narrow, more detailed strips in an alternating pattern. On the return surfaces, using a tile with a 1-inch return, that would create on the return surfaces a differentiation between the face on Northeast 2nd and the return face. So this shows you both patterns. You get a stack bond pattern as a liner on the parts that stick out from the face. And then metal panel texture and color. Again, we have a panel sample over here that's a smooth. We have the color, which is a little bit, panel sample is lighter than the actual color, but the color sample's over on the table as well. And then the colored accent panels, removing those and just coming into a more subdued language for the overall building. I'd like to show you what we've done on the north facade, where we had contrasting panels, and we have actually replaced that with spandrel. So it's a little bit lighter look. In the overall context, it gives you that result. So taking away our strong accents and coming into a more kind of subdued vocabulary. And then landscaping and site furnishings, just to focus on that a little bit more. I think in context, we've pretty much covered that, and Stacy did a really good job of outlining that. In terms of just the layered plantings and so forth, to create a little bit more detail in those areas and benches and so forth. Just looking at the two plans, the design review history, and then the difference here is that we've added some trees, some plantings, et cetera. And the bollard area, which Stacy touched on, really a good question to ask. And then our plantings. Just so a quick overview of the outside perspectives in the revised building. Here we go. And I think that ends it. That's all I had for you.
Herb Giffen, GBJ Architecture. I just want to add that we support the staff recommendation of removing those bollards since we already have light down. So we think that's a good move.
Sure. Any other questions of the applicant, or does anyone want to keep those bollards? Any strong feelings? No? Okay. Questions of the applicant? You know, I've seen this project a couple of times, so.
Yeah, I just had one. In determining the, I was wondering, do you have any images that could kind of walk us through the little pocket garden off of the staff lounge? Can they go out there, or is that just planting? Or?
Okay. No, you can't go out there. It's planted, and there are windows into it. So you can see into it. Let me go back to the plan. And you can see from the street in the perspective view. So there's just a screen wall that's going to extend the same plantings, the same location. But if we look back here, probably at the plan view, let me go back this way. And I realize that this the architectural plan doesn't really show the plantings, but it does really describe what's going on there. Sorry, it's taking me a little while. Let's see if we have a picture of it. Okay, so here we do kind of see. So you can see on the left, very faintly actually in this image, that you can see into it from the street, but it is walled off, so that part's clear.
How high is? I'm having a hard time kind of getting between the drawings because the numbers on the section cuts are different than what the sheets are numbered.
Okay, let me see.
Find C5 over A6.3. Looks like it would be the detail, but
it's back. So that would be A39.
Okay.
So is that what you're looking for?
I thought I'd get a section of the wall that I could see somehow.
You know, I don't.
Setting the height of that.
Oh, setting the height of the wall. Well, we set it. It is at the same elevation as the. I think you can see it in the elevation better. Let's take a look here. So it's at the same elevation as the sill underneath the window. Mm-hmm. And depending, grade drops slightly there, but it's like a plus or minus, 30-inch sill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see into that, and you can kind of tell from the plan, perhaps, glass is on the left-hand side because it's a glass vestibule at the existing entry. And on the right-hand side, there's a window from the lounge into that space.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So okay. So it looks like it's like more or less 3 feet high.
Yeah.
About
30 inches high.
Is there any concern with the neighborhood, with anybody kind of hiding out in there or sleeping in there?
There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
This is a 24. That vestibule is a 24-hour entrance.
Yeah.
So, and there's a security desk inside the building. They don't seem to, a lot of times we do have clients who say, really, let's keep, reduce alcoves. This has not been a concern for our client.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to have any trouble with that in this area.
Hmm.
And the security is on one side of the windows of the
entrance. Yeah, you can actually see into that space from the security desk.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Okay. And I just had another question, a detail question. That corner piece that you're describing, is it 1 inch by 1 inch, or is it a full length tile?
No, it's actually,
that then returns 1 inch?
If you look at the vertical size is like 2 feet high by 6 inches wide, and then it is 1 inch return on the face. So the actual panel itself is 6 inch by 2 feet by 1 inch.
Okay.
And that sort of, actually that piece drives us to this pattern solution, if you see that. In other words, the piece comes in a long strip, and then that, it's a very, it's a natural choice to use that as the module for the return surface.
Because the 6-inch piece is made up of 1-inch scoring.
It has.
Yeah, so the pattern changes as it comes around the corner and goes to just the vertical.
Correct. The return surface then picks that up. So, like at the end of the wall, then you would see two 6-inch pieces coming together in an L shape.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? Okay. No? All right. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to testify on this project before I close the record? If you did want to, you would fill out a yellow form in the back, give them to Paige, and she would give them to me. I'm not seeing anyone stand up to do that, and I don't have any in front of me. So short of that, I'm going to go ahead and close the record for public testimony and move to deliberation for this case. Anyone who cares to start, or shall I pick on someone first? Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
Well, I think the project when it came in before was actually quite good, and it has it employs simple forms, really high quality materials. I think it addresses the street in many ways. It's a very modern building, which I appreciate as a kind of a evolution of the kind of modernist building that's next to it, but a much better, more humane kind of. Which is kind of ironic in a sense because it's a lab and it doesn't really have to be at that ground level, but it really does that. And I just commend them for basically elevating what could be a rather kind of perfunctory building into something much more than it could have been, into something that is really quite stunning, or has the potential to be anyway, from interpreting the drawing. So, and I appreciate the responses to our comments, and so I just kind of fully support it at this point.
Thank you, Commissioner Wark. Commissioner Simpson?
Yeah, I just want to echo David's sentiments, comments about, you know, listening and responding to this process. And I think excellent job. I'm in support. Thank you.
Commissioner Keltner?
Well, it sounded like you can get enough probably votes here today, but I definitely think it's gone in a great direction. I think it's definitely gotten better. I think there are still some components that I'm concerned about. I think early in the last one, there was you were wanting that big white form to kind of come down and land on the ground. It's contributing to still there being a lot of things happening along that ground level. I still wish that could go to just being sort of part of the tile pattern. You know, I think it would help that whole piece kind of hang together down there. So I just feel like that could be a little better. And I am concerned. It feels a little awkward having at the last hearing. My impression was that little courtyard that it was something that you had staff was able to go out and use. You'd have some kind of a screen wall that it'd be active. You know, and now it's this kind of trapped little tree in there. And so. I guess for me, I'm wishing either that the wall went all the way up and maybe had some lightness through it. It was more of a kind of a screen element, or that wall were at least higher or something. It just feels a little, it just feels kind of awkward having all that landscaping kind of trapped what seems like inside this little court, but like nobody can go there. And but beside those two things, I mean, I feel like I definitely commend you on all the your other responses and your sincerity in trying to like meet the comments that we laid out last time. So I guess I could, you know, I guess those fall in the category of your advice, and I have to get within my own head here between now and the vote about whether I'm fully in support.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Kaiser.
I too think it's come a long way, and realizing too the first big moves that you guys did from farther north, remember, to accommodate the potential future connection across the highway. So commend all the way moving to this and then refining it for our observations over the past couple hearings. So I commend you, and I think it looks great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I share with almost everything that was said here today. I agree that this project has moved a long way, and including across the parking lot, which I think is really great. And I think that was the right move to make for the site and for potentially a really wonderful future pedestrian connection across I-5. And I appreciate the applicant's willingness to do that. I think it really did start as a nice building, and some right moves were being made, and I think the refinements that have gone on over the last couple of hearings have been great. I fall in line with you, Commissioner Keltner, on the courtyard comment. I mean, I was imagining it too, something of a pass-through and something that would be a small amenity, and now it's become this odd tree and this kind of closed-off courtyard, and that is the thing that sticks out for me on the plans as well. My my feeling about it is, well, gosh, did I want to hold up a vote on that? On that one element being not right and not perfect. I think it's, you know, it's kind of at 90% for me, so, or even 95. And this is just this one move on the very front of the building that, that didn't quite ring true. So,
can I get a little discussion from the other commissioners on that point?
Sure.
Like some other perspectives.
Sure.
Came up, right, because we were, that front entry was being confused. So there's, I agree, there's a million ways to work on that issue. I think this is one, and I think it is dependent on how large the windows looking into it are and how active right on the other side of those windows are as to whether or not that's enjoyed as an amenity of the building. But, like, you know, are there better solutions? Perhaps. But I think this is one that's getting to what we were all requesting anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The were you talking about, the as far as the base, that stone running all the way from the one to the other?
Yeah, and the height of it. I
kind of just, as architects do, doodle, and that's what I put in there. But I wasn't going to, you know, kind of say it was going to be a make or break. But it could be a condition of saying, you know, be open to that if you wanted to make a motion with a condition on it, of just saying, you know, study that, kind of the height. And if you were saying, look at it a little higher and more continuous from the vertical block that includes the door to the other vertical block that is the termination of that canopy. I don't know if that's what you're saying too, but I certainly don't think that's out of the question, if that's really giving you heartburn. I mean, I kind of made those little sketches on here, and while the courtyard, I mean, I remember first being introduced to modernism and courtyards and them having low walls and being kind of not sequestered per se, but there's a separation there. You'd hope someone wouldn't, you know, make it, you know, a place to sleep or pass out or something. But I think it is at the entrance to the hospital. I doubt that it would be on a regular basis, but it is a little ill-defined in the documents. But I was just kind of making a bit of a leap of faith there with mm-hmm. what it could be.
Well, it does just seem, even just from a maintenance standpoint, you got to climb the wall to
clean it out, yeah.
To get a pop can out of there or something.
Prune a tree. That's kind of tucked in there, too. I mean, it's a, the tree itself is sort of its own thing. It's an object in there that, you know.
Yeah.
I believe it's about 30 inches. Is that correct, Kim?
30.
Mm-hmm. So it's seat height, a little higher than seat height, but you could sit on it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Right. I mean, if you put a grill or something, it's sequestering it even more. So then it's, so is it to be seen from but not to be entered? And so it adds a level of security.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be more artistic about that and not just put up, you know,
yeah, I'm not necessarily in favor of making it into a terrarium or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just,
yeah,
it's,
right. So
Chinese gardens have a lot of
nice examples
of little tiny gardens you can't get. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. Held and treated well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it'd be very hard to make a condition that proposes something. I mean, I think if it were a matter of a height, a certain height or something like that, I could see doing it. But I think it is a different. Mm-hmm. It's a different issue. I just find it an odd, it's just kind of an odd urban condition mm-hmm. that I'm just trying to understand if it's going to be a problem. I definitely think it's gone toward what we're asking them to do, which is to simplify that entrance piece. Mm-hmm. Any comments on that kind of white block that occurs there below the canopy? Which, you know, as you're approaching, you're moving along the canopy, that thing doesn't make any sense because you don't see it with the rest of the building. You know what I'm saying?
The white horizontal?
The white horizontal piece between the glass, the colored glass, and the courtyard. In the experience of kind of approaching the building, moving on the sidewalk as a pedestrian, it's an anomaly.
If you're walking across the street towards it, then you actually are next to it, it makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, but... I thought you were making a comment about whether it should go all the way to the ground or not.
I see. That's interesting. Yeah.
I didn't know. Is that what you were commenting on or no?
That would be one way of addressing it, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for, again, the original intent of the comment was to get continuity basically from the entrance doors into the main, all the way to the end.
And if I think if you connected that stone all the way, then it would give
that
a
would
bit
be
of
something.
Continuity. Yeah.
Can Gwen, can we, is that something the applicant
that.
Can
if the
ask the applicant
is
about?
Amenable. Oh, yes, we can open the public record again. And
I mean, or if they, that, they
yeah,
just think
absolutely.
That's a bad idea.
So I'll open the record again and ask the applicant back to just discuss this.
Now or
later? Yeah, oh yeah, right now. Right now. Now.
Yeah.
No better time than the present.
Well, I just have to respond a little bit about the courtyard.
Please.
The landscape architect doesn't think we can get anything to grow in there unless we have at least some daylight that's coming into it from the east side. So it was a balance of finding that. It's a fairly small space. It's contained. It's really in deep shadow most of the time. So morning sun is really the only opportunity for us to really flood that with some light and get something to grow. So it was a lot based on that. As far as I think what you're talking about is the portion of the building that is the vertical extension that's, yeah. So, and the struggle that we have with that and making a change that eliminates that form is that there's a sort of a frame, and I think maybe we can see it on an image. This white portion really makes a frame that makes sense to the building overall at a distance. And so simply substituting material is in some ways kind of takes away from that frame part. And so when you see it in perspective from the other side, I think that's where we it really does have a strong logic, and it really ties it into the other part of the building. Let's see if I can get that image up here. It's at the end. And that's here where you see that returns down and comes to the ground. So the canopy is in passes in front of that blade and kind of floats. So I think in three dimensions, it really does have a strong logic. The canopy is filled with glass in that area. So when you're behind it and underneath it, you see the continuity of that surface. So we weren't able to come up with a geometry that could really well resolve all of that and still respond to all of the other constraints.
All right, then I'm going to, unless someone has heard something that makes them want to testify.
So did you get?
I'm going to go ahead and close the public record. Okay, so short of any other discussion that commission members want to entertain, I'd like someone to propose a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the staff report as written, including the requested modification and also staff's recommendation for removal of the lighting bollards.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, great. Thanks. Any discussion of the motion? No? All right. Page call. Roll.
Jeff Simpson?
Aye.
Ben Kreiser?
Aye.
David Keltner?
Aye.
David Warr?
Aye.
And Gwen Millies?
Aye. Congratulations and good luck on your project.
Thank you.